sales died out, and we just did it on what looked to be the right amount.
Have you any idea how long the weighing went on?
It probably went on for a year or so, until she became expert on it, as far as I can remember.
Just while we're in the hospital, were you given a deliberate hypo or given any training on how to recognise symptoms?
I certainly wasn't given a deliberate hypo, but they did warn me of the typical symptoms, and certainly I would have had hypos while the insulin was being adjusted. And obviously they must have been typical of what I was told and what to expect, because I didn't have any problems with them. And just simply, I seem to remember that they had a glass of glucose water, very syrupy stuff, horrible.
How did you manage at school?
Well, I used to come home to lunch because school was only about 3/4 mile away. And so there were no problems with the diet. And I don't recall ever having any serious hypos. We're talking now about the junior school. I don't recall having any serious hypos at school or during lessons. I think I was told to take a lump of sugar before I participated in sport. But no, there really weren't any problems at all.
What about the attitudes of teachers and pupils?
Teachers, well, by this time, of course, at age 9, I only had 2 years to go in the junior school. The teachers were very sympathetic. Pupils knew no different. Pupils didn't know what particular problem was, and I didn't advertise it. So again, there weren't any problems.